Murray Kitteringham is the principal of Sir Joseph Banks High School in southwest Sydney, a low socioeconomic status high school where 82% of students are from language backgrounds other than English. Murray has lead managed the school for 6 years and has overseen some key changes, including ensuring the school's vision of excellence, opportunity, innovation, and success reflect the aspirations of the community and replacing the school rules with values. Think, respect, learn to teach the behaviours we want to see. Sir Joseph Banks High School is among the highest growth high schools in the state, and over the last 7 years, 100% of students have been on an ATAR pattern of study, with 60% of Year 12 having attained university placement. Welcome, Murray.
Thanks,
So
Katie.
I'm going to kick it off with you, Murray. You get the first question, and I want you to talk a bit about your experience, obviously, as principal of a low SES high school, and what role technology is currently playing in teaching lessons and providing feedback to students.
Well, Verity, just a little bit of context. Our school's in Bankstown, so we're one of the lockdown LGAs, and I guess the journey that we've been on over the last 4 years, it's not been something that just happened recently. Has been one that was partly fortuitous when COVID first lockdown came around. I guess I just wanted to include the broader audience because I wanted to come at it from slightly from an infrastructure point of view to start with. When you're beginning from ground zero, you're in a low SES community, and you want to get the devices in the hands of every single student. Obviously, that costs a lot of money, and it can't happen overnight. So what we decided to do was to adopt a growth strategy and start with Year 7 first. And it was not only growth of the devices, but it was growth of our teachers' professional learning that we could make mistakes in a smaller capacity before we expanded them right across the school and really get a handle on how we were going to actually use these devices. We decided to go with Chromebooks because they didn't have a large hard drive on them, and as soon as you open them, they work straight away, so you don't have time lagging and logging on. And we gave every single student a laptop and tied it into their voluntary fee. The voluntary fee, if you pay your voluntary fee, then you're paying off your laptop. And that's how we sort of financed a BYOD in a low SES community. And what we found pretty quickly was that the kids were turning up with devices, and the teachers weren't able to actually plan overnight every single lesson online. And that's where we had that divide between we've got the devices here, they're walking through the door with those devices. What are we going to do to make sure that we can give our staff that professional learning and bring everyone on the journey together? And I guess the challenges that we face in all schools is that we've got digital natives walking through the doors with these devices in their hands. And we've also got digital dinosaurs. And I would include, I'm a Gen X person. It's taken a lot of learning for me to understand how we can actually learn together. And as a school, I was really proud of the fact that our staff were uncomfortable, but they were willing to take on the challenge and could see the value in that. And it did come with quite a few complications about developing that capacity across our staff. But what we did do was roll out the professional learning, and each year as we went by, we found ourselves at the start of lockdown last year with half of our school, year 7, 8, and 9, with devices. People were using them better and better as the years went by, and then COVID hit. And if we've got, I guess, the silver lining in the dark cloud that is COVID, and we're always looking for, some positive and opportunity that's come out of something that's such a negative for so many, is that this has really launched so many schools into the next level that they otherwise wouldn't have without COVID happening. All of a sudden, we were given very short notice, all schools were given very short notice to go into remote learning. We were in a position where half the school had devices, but as you mentioned in your introduction, 30% of the community, half our school didn't have devices, but 30% of the community is an accurate reflection of people not having internet at home. So what we did was we beg, borrowed, stole, perhaps a little less of the stealing. But ABCN, the universities have come in, businesses had donated, and we used our equity funding, and we got the devices in the hands of the rest of the school. And that way we were able to go 100% online and focus on what those structures look like. I guess with the teaching and learning, that was the biggest challenge, is how do we bring our whole staff onto Google Classroom that, you know, we're typing with two fingers like me, and how do we bring them into that, the fold of this is what technology, digital learning, online learning looks like in a very short period of time. I think that we, and I'm just being very open and honest, I think that all schools really struggle with that. You know, we're much better at it this time around. But we did get to the point where we were delivering lessons through the Google Classroom predominantly. But we also use Microsoft Teams to a lesser degree. There were some people that were more confident in that area. And we got that learning on online and running pretty well. And this is where the real gains were made, though. Once we came back from lockdown, we decided we weren't going to look back. We decided that we've gone to all of this trouble to move online. Yes, we fumbled. Yes, we learned how to do screencasts. We learned how to embed things into the Google Classroom and Microsoft Teams, so kids didn't have to print off things. You know, if you're printing things off and then taking photographs and uploading things, it's very clunky and it doesn't really work. But we learned how to do that as a school, and then we continued face to face. So when the kids came back, we said, you know what, we're not going back. We're not going to go back to textbooks and worksheets. We're going to do online learning face to face. And that's where we were able to use, you know, the time in between last lockdown and this to really build upon the structures that we had. Our year seven started with a connected curriculum. 18 of our 1 hour periods per 50 period cycle were with year seven using Microsoft Teams. Every single lesson and all of their learning was online. And we learnt a lot more about how to embed learning into that platform. I guess if you're looking for a pathway forward, though, and from what we've learned from this, Google Classroom is a great place. It's got many features, but it operates like a feed, like a Facebook feed, where the learning can drop down. It's terrific for people like myself that can get on and navigate their way fairly quickly. But Microsoft Teams absolutely is, I believe, and our staff feedback has been the potential for using OneNote, and it operates more like a book. Where you can turn the pages and you can bookmark things. The features on Microsoft Teams are that much more powerful once you become more comfortable with that platform. So, look, lots of opportunities there for differentiation. The teachers are putting screencasts, embedding screencasts into their lessons, and that frees them up when they're face-to-face to be able to let their kids go on independently, learn asynchronously in the classroom, and then they can go around and move across other students give the attention to where that's needed when we're face to face. But it's an authentic flipping of the classroom. And that also operates right now when we're in remote learning online. We've set up a whole infrastructure. Our whole school is online. We would prefer to be face to face, but we can operate as a school because of the advances we've made, in that downtime, to building that platform, creating the website, and linking that learning into a broader platform. We're about to bring SharePoint on. I know many schools have gone down that pathway, but that's our next step in the adventure. So